Good evening, sir. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Survey. Sir, we'd just like to ask you a few questions about issues that's in your community and the nation. Can you be so kind and share your opinion? I'll be brief. Does anyone in your household work for a new media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
No. No.
Thank you. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
Thank you, sir. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably, 50-50, or you will not vote?
Definitely.
Thank you, and I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. And if the November 2020 general election, for whom did you vote? President Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me your age?
71.
Thank you, sir. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race, a white Caucasian, black African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American?
White.
And can you please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on the scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote? You may use any number between 0 to 10.
10, because I can't have Trump get another
president. Thank you. And thinking about that direction the country's headed in, and generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge, are you very dissatisfied with that direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Is strongly approved, somewhat approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
Strongly approved.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way that Democrats and the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs? Approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. And now I'm going to read you real quick a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the President and Congress to be focused on. And for each, I want you to rate on the scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it's the most important, a 5 is somewhat important, and 0 if it's not important at all to you, okay? You can use any number between 0 to 10. Here's the first one. The issue of lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs from 1 to 10.
10.
And banning the TikTok from 1 to 10?
0.
And improving K through 12 education? What number?
5.
And protecting our personal data online from foreign countries from 0 to 10?
8.
And addressing immigration and border security? What number?
8.
And protecting voting rights and democracy?
10.
And banning assault weapons?
Assault weapons, 7.
7, okay. And fighting inflation and improving the economy? What number?
9.
And combating climate change and protecting the environment? What number?
10.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, do you believe the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues are important to you? Yes or no?
Yes, I believe they're spending a time that are not important to me because they're wasting time.
Understood. And I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, and which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or never heard of that person or organization, just let me know, okay? Here's the first one. Republican in Congress from 0 to 100.
Any Republican?
In general, the Republicans in Congress. What's
20.
20, okay. And how about the X, formerly known as Twitter? What number?
20.
And Mark Zuckerberg?
50.
And YouTube?
YouTube, 75.
And Curry Booker? What number?
50.
And Joe Biden?
80.
And Donald Trump?
0.
And Democrats in Congress in general?
Minus 55 on Trump.
Okay. And 0 is the lowest we can go. But thank you, sir. How about Democrats in Congress in general?
75.
And Charlemagne, the God, do you have you heard? Yeah.
The basketball player, isn't it?
Yeah.
50.
Okay. And Cornel West?
50.
And TikTok?
25.
Thank you, sir. Now moving right along. I know it's still a long way off, but why? If the election for president were held today and the candidates were the Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., from who would you vote if you had to decide today?
Was Joe Biden one of those?
Yeah.
Yes,
Joe
sir.
Biden.
Okay,
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And generally speaking, what makes you support Joe Biden for president? If you can just give me one or two reasons, that would be great.
Because I can't have Donald Trump get another term. And although Biden is old, his policies have been fine.
How about the policies?
They've been fine. His economic policies and his green policies.
Okay, thank you, sir. Moving right along. Changing gears a little bit now, we want to ask you a couple of questions about tech issues that have been in the media recently. And generally speaking, how much would you say you understand and know about artificial intelligence or AI? A great deal? A fair amount? Not too much or nothing at all?
Fair amount.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you think that artificial intelligence or AI is going to be more of a benefit to humanity in our society, or more of a threat?
Better.
So better. Much more of a benefit or somewhat more of a benefit?
Somewhat more.
Okay. And which of the following is closer to your view? Tech companies should be less regulated than they currently are. Tech companies should be more regulated than they are currently are. Or the current level of regulation of tech companies is about right?
About right.
Thank you. And thinking about the potential use and misuse of your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? China, North Korea, Russia, foreign tech companies, big U.S. tech companies, the U.S. government, or the U.S. law enforcement?
Russia.
Thank you. And switching gears a bit now, how often do you use any of the following social media platforms, if at all? YouTube, multiple times a day, about once a day, multiple times a week, multiple times a month, less than once a month, or not at all?
Multiple times a week.
Okay, thank you. And how about Facebook? Multiple times a day, once a day?
Yeah.
Not at all? Okay. And how about X, or formerly known as Twitter?
Not at all.
Not at all. And Instagram?
Not at all.
And TikTok? Multiple
Not
times.
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay, thank you. And now we're going to reach a few statements about different social media companies for each. Can you please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement? Now, Meta keeps its users' data secure. Do you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. And TikTok keeps its users' data secure. Agree, disagree, somewhat, or strongly?
Disagree somewhat.
Okay. And how about Meta plays a positive role in society? Agree, disagree.
Agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
X or Twitter keeps his user data secure. Agree strongly, somewhat. Disagree, somewhat or strongly?
I don't know. I
Okay, we can move right along if you have no opinion. How about X or Twitter plays a positive role in society? Agree or disagree with that statement?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
And TikTok plays a positive role in society? Same questions, same options.
Disagree strongly.
Strongly. Strongly. Thank you, sir. Now, sir, have you recently seen, read, or heard about Congress passing a bill to ban TikTok and the president signing it into a law? You just a law, a little, or not heard at all?
I've heard of it, yes.
A lot, a little?
Well, I've heard.
75%.
A lot, I guess.
A lot, okay. And next, I'd like to ask you just about the law Congress recently passed and President Biden signed into a law, which will ban TikTok from the U.S. if its parent company doesn't divest or form or sell TikTok within the next 9 months. And generally speaking, do you support or oppose this law?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
And generally speaking, would you say that you are more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to ban TikTok from the U.S.?
It wouldn't matter to me. So
it makes no difference? Okay.
No difference.
And what do you think was Congress' primary motivation behind banning TikTok? They have been influenced by the big tech lobbyists who work for TikTok's competitors, or they are concerned that China could use TikTok to spy on us?
Yeah.
Or
that one?
Okay. And generally speaking, from which of the following sources do you get most of your news or information about what's going on in your community? Can you please tell me all that apply? Talk or news radio, music and entertainment sites, print newspaper or magazines, nationally evening network TV news such as ABC, CBS, or NBC. Okay. How about news aggregators such as Apple News, Google News, or Flipboard, or social media such as Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram, or cable TV news such as CNN, Fox News, or MSNBC, or news websites or apps, or YouTube, or local TV news?
Digital New York Times. So is that print, or is that one of the last ones?
The news websites or apps, that would be the one. Okay. Now, the last few questions, just for a statistical purpose only, so we can finish. And what's the last year of schooling that you have completed? High school, some college graduate, postgraduate?
Postgraduate.
Thank you. And sir, are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorce, or widow?
Single, living with a partner.
Okay. And do you have any children 18 years
divorce.
Of age? Or divorce? Okay. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Thank you, sir, very much for taking the time to help me. This concludes our survey. Enjoy the rest of the evening, sir. Bye-bye.
Here's
thank you.
My partner wants to do it.
She wants to do one? Okay, so, but we go by a phone number. Yes?
Oh, sure. 715.
Okay.
216.
Okay.
3077.
Okay. Let me put this away, and I will call you on that number. Will that be okay?
That will be great.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. I'm looking forward to talking to you, okay? Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Where's your phone?